Hi everyone, welcome to season 3 of Making Waves. Today is a special day because today is our Valentine's Day episode.
Yay!
Again, my name is Angela, she, her, hers.
I'm Jonathan, and I go by he, him, and his.
I am Suksavan, they, them pronouns.
I'm Becca, she, her pronouns.
And if you haven't checked out our first episode, go ahead and also check that out. And before we begin, again, we're going to do our introduction with our land acknowledgements and our vision statement.
Yeah, and so for since our staff is currently here in Corvallis as well in Arizona, we wanted to acknowledge that Oregon State University in Corvallis, Oregon is located on the traditional homelands of the Marys River or Apenefu Band of Kalapuya, following the Willamette Valley Treaty of 1855. Kalapuya people were forcibly removed to reservations of Western Oregon. Today, living descendants of these people are part of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde Community of Oregon and the Confederated Tribes of the Siletz Indians. For Phoenix, Arizona, it is on the traditional homelands of the Akamil, Otham, and the Salt River, Maricopa, Prima Native communities.
All right, so here at Making Waves, we try and illuminate the experiences of Asian and Pacific Islanders at Oregon State University. Facilitating a dialogue surrounding culture and diversity, we hope to dive into some of the complexities of the Asian and Pacific Islander experience through topics such as pop culture, social identity, multiculturalism, etc. Among the many topics we wish to cover, we hope folks can resonate with our stories as well as expose yourselves to new ideas and perspectives.
Okay, great. So for today, we're just going to start with a little bit of what is Valentine's Day and what is our history behind it. As we know, last time we heard about the history of Valentine's Day was probably in elementary school, right? So Valentine's Day came from both Christian and ancient Roman traditions. And there was a lot of theories. There's not exactly one about what happened to St. Valentine's Day or where it came from. But one theory that was a little bit less morbid was that Valentine was killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons that were often beaten and tortured. So according to this Valentine theory, he was imprisoned. And that was the first Valentine greeting that he gave to a girl that he fell in love with. And that was the daughter of his inmate. And that's where, the first note that he wrote that said, "From your Valentine," which is now the expression we use today, was created. Just a little fun fact. And then to talk about our first question of today, what is our favorite thing about Valentine's Day? What is our, memory that we've had? What do we don't like about it is also an option too. Valentine's Day, I do remember making those Valogram boxes in elementary school. Uh-huh. I don't know if anyone else did that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd decorate it and then people would put their little cards in it with the candy.
Yeah, that was what probably fun then. I think it's still fun, but I remember doing that. I also really enjoy the heart-shaped candies that come out. I really like the have you had the cinnamon chews that are in heart shapes? They're so good. And also I am a huge fan of rom-coms and anything rom-com related. Doesn't matter the holiday, doesn't matter whatever. I love rom-coms, and so it's set me up to I don't even recognize Valentine's Day because I've been single forever. But I like the idea of rom-coms and Valentine's Day, but just haven't celebrated it.
Yeah, I think that's a totally funny thing, too, that we should probably mention. We don't all have a lot of dating experience, except for Jonathan here, but but we do have our positives and our ideas about it,
mm-hmm.
if we're not qualified.
Wait, didn't you guys do, the candygrams and stuff, in high school or middle school either? Or was it just elementary school?
Oh, they did that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think in middle school and high school, there would always be like pressure being like, oh, did I get one?
I know. Then, like when they walk in, right? And you're like, is it for me?
But then like your friends will like give it to you and they'll be like, oh, I got one. It's like from your like BFF. But yeah, I do remember like in elementary school, like the pressure of, do you guys like buy the little like cards that they sell? And then like you write your name, like to and from.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would like pick, oh, like this one's my favorite, I'm gonna give it to like my friend, or like, oh, this is the one that says like, rar, I love you, I'm gonna give it to that one boy.
Okay, I was the one that was like, I would just open it to see if like there was candy inside or if there was a candy piece connected to it, and then the rest I was like, I'm not really interested in, TBH.
I was the troll in middle school that would send it all to my guy friends and then make it like it's like a romantic letter from a girl or whatever that they liked.
Oh, I love that.
That's so funny.
Okay, yeah. I think that's like the biggest incentive of the holiday is just getting the candy. I feel like that's the what kids like associate with Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, is there any like awkward moments you guys ever had? Either like on Valentine's Day, getting to be asked to be someone's Valentine. No, me neither.
Yes, 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 100%. I think one, I am the awkward part of this. Like I feel like I am really awkward, but also I am not really awkward. So I think like when someone's awkward, I get really awkward, and I've had a lot of moments where it's just, like, awkward, like, hanging out. And, like, in the queer community, it's, like, I'm, like, are we hanging out to hang out? Or are we hanging out to, like, because... I mean, not like that. Not like that. Not what you all were thinking. But, like, yeah, if there's, like, interest between us or, like, what? You know, like, what do you want? And maybe that's just in like everybody, because I've had a lot of like straight friends that are like, I don't know, it's been hard dating, and I'm like, how? You have like, you match with everybody that you swipe right on and I'm over here like nothing.
I think that's such a true point, because like nowadays like hookup culture is such a thing, like no one knows really what the other person's intentions is, because we're just so used to like the hookup is like normalized.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, yeah.
And then going back to like just the definition of the term date is just, I think, so different now compared to back then. Like you hear, oh yeah, we're dating now, or like I'm gonna go on a date with this guy, but like you're not together, or like yeah, like, just how do you even define what a date is, or what is dating nowadays, you know?
Off of that, too, I think a lot of people, like, end up having mutual feelings for each other, but they never know when to, like, make it official, because, like, I know people in my life that, like, they don't actually know when they started dating, because it just kind of happened, so I think that goes along with, like, what defines the date, kind of, too.
Yeah, and I've also had, like, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
Actually, I do. Okay, I do. Okay, so I think it's also like, oh, I don't want to say date because what if they don't feel the same way? Mm-hmm. And maybe both of you are feeling that. And so it gets hard of like, what are we defining this? Or like, sometimes I've encountered this experience where it's like, oh, we should hang out. And it's like, oh, like, hang out as friends, hang out as what? You know. Do you know what I mean? And so
yeah.
I think it would be weird to be like, I don't think weird, actually. I think I am following society's like norms of like calling it weird to be like, hey, being straightforward of like, do you want to go on a date? And I think a lot of us, like, we built up walls to protect ourselves from being like, I don't want to get rejected, so I'm not going to ask you on a date. I'm just going to say hang out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have the fear of getting rejected, so they're very, like, vague with the way they might ask someone out.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, in my experience, like, when people are like, oh, do you want to, like, go get coffee, or, like, let's go get food, And then you realize, like, a little bit later within the day, is like, is this a date? So then, like, now I'm left confused, being like, I don't know what your intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
But do you count it? If they didn't say the word date, would you count it as a date?
100%.
100%?
Oh, you know what's also not weird? I feel like I'm falling into social norms, so if any listeners are out there, don't clock me on it. But, like, when they're like, oh, let's hang out, and then they pay for your stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, so what is this? And if, like, you're into it, you're like, okay, I'll just play into it. But if you're not, you're like, oh, shoot, I thought we were just going to hang out, you know, and you bought my stuff. I feel bad now. So it definitely just, like, it's so, I told you all, I'm awkward. That's, like, 98% of all the experience I've been through.
No, I totally feel that. I feel like if I'm not interested in someone and then they offer to pay for everything, then I'm like, ooh, they viewed this as a date when I didn't, and then I, like, am so adamant. I'm like, no, I'm paying for my app. Like, you do not need to pay for me. And, like, it, yeah, that gets pretty awkward, too. But I think a lot of, like, the whole, like, mystery behind, like, oh, is this a date or not? I think, do you guys think it's, like, related to, like, social media and stuff? Because if you do end up meeting in person, it feels way more awkward than texting or whatever. Or do you think that's, like, not a thing?
No, I do. I think that's a thing, yeah. Like,
okay.
Like, I know that I might, the way I text is not the way I talk sometimes. And so it's like, you never know what you're gonna get from, like, texting. Like, knowing that about myself and then applying it to someone else is, like, I might come off more awkward than I did in text, or, like, I might come off more cheery than I did in text, you know? So, it, like, I think that lost in translation, not translation, but, like, lost in miscommunication through text or tone, it, like, comes across. So, like, if you're only talking through that, then I think it, like, that is, it's hard. I feel like, yeah, you can't determine like how that person really is.
I feel like after, like, hearing Sixavon, yeah, I would agree, because I feel like if it's basically off of just, like, texting and not really, like, interacting in person, I would probably talk in a totally different way that I would if I actually had to meet them in person. I'd probably be a little bit more, like, flirty or just, like, more fun texting, because then I'm not worried about or scared about seeing them or, like, actually having to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you actually do have to see them, you're, like, totally, like, I am awkward and I'm shy and I don't know why I said all that stuff.
Yeah, but that also, I think also the thing is, like, you can think about your response, while when you meet up in person, you have to go while thinking about your response.
That's so true. I totally agree.
I'm that dude with the read messages off, so
me too.
That, like, swipe on the Snapchat to read it and then think about it. Exposing myself. So, going off of, yeah, how dates are so can be awkward and you're so unsure about what it is, have you guys ever had an experience where you've gone on a date and then it's just a mess?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us? Share. Okay.
Yeah. So, long story, I guess. So, we were friends through sports, and we ended up, like, liking each other or whatever. So, he had asked me on a date, and I was like, yeah, okay, because, like, we had admitted. And so we went on this date, and it was the most awkward experience. We went out to eat sushi, but the entire time, we were, like, just eating in straight-up silence. And we ate so fast, and so, like, I came home, and, or, like, 30 minutes later after the date or whatever, But, like, we ate dinner in, like, 10 minutes. The last 20 minutes, we just drove around and, like, sat in his car in awkward silence, like, kind of trying to make conversation. And literally, when he dropped me off, dropped me off, though, he was like, "So this means you're my girlfriend, right? And I was like,
Oh, my God.
No. I literally had to tell him, be like, I don't think so. I'm like, I think after one date, like, it doesn't mean we're official.
That's not how it works.
I was, like, trying to explain to him, like, I don't think that's how it works. And then later we went on, like, a second date, and he asked me the same thing again, and I was like, oof, this is too much. Like, it was it was so awkward.
Middle school, right?
No.
Like college.
I was, like,
it was a year ago.
I was literally, like, a junior in high school, so.
Okay,
she's like, this was last week.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It was, like, it happened today. No, yeah, it was so awkward. I did not know how to, like, I did not expect that question, you know? Like, so this means we're official, right? I was like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like,
basically, like, we married now.
Yeah. One date, we're
engaged. Acted like it in that meeting or that hangout.
Like, yeah, and it wasn't even, like, we really, like, hit it off. Like, it was really awkward.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even a great date. But yes, that's my funny, awkward dating experience.
Yeah, for me, at least, like, if I'm going to date you, you have to ask me out, like, officially. Like, I want that. Will you go out with me?
Mm-hmm.
Pressure on the guy, but yeah. But yeah, kind of like, I remember I also had, like, this date experience, but I didn't even know it was date. He just said, like, let's go get food, and I'm, like, super naive. So I was like, okay, like, maybe on Friday. No, he was like, oh, let's do it on Friday, and I'm like, oh, I don't have class on Friday. And then he's like, oh, that's perfect. And I'm like, what? Because then I realized that he didn't mean, like, oh, we can, like, stay on campus. He meant, like, go get food, like, off of campus. And for some reason, I was so naive that, like, I was like, what? Leaving campus? That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, kind of, like, my first, like, date experience. And it was also to sushi, too. And he was an international student.
Okay, hold up. Did you both recommend sushi, or did they just take you to sushi because you're Asian?
He was Taiwanese.
Okay.
Yeah, but I actually, because, like, he wasn't from here, so I just was like, oh, I knew the Salem area, so I was like, oh, we can just go to this, like, one sushi place.
Mm.
And he was one of those rich ones. He had his, like, sports car, and I didn't, like, I wasn't really yet associated with, like, a lot of, like, the Asian culture. I was still, like, you know, in the white environment because I haven't transferred to OSU yet. So, like, that was, like, my first time with, like, an Asian guy, to be fair. And then, yeah, so he paid for it. He, like, snuck the credit card, too, to the waitress because, like, I thought we were going to, like, split.
Yeah.
But then she, like, came back and was like, okay, here's your boxes. And I was like, oh, we paid already? And then he was like, yeah, I already gave it to her. And then we left, and then he was like, oh, do you smoke? And I was like, no, no, I don't smoke.
Red flag.
Red flag. Because, yeah, a lot of international students, if you think about it, do smoke, but I didn't really know that. And so that was, like, my first time, like, up close seeing a person, like, smoke and, like, inhale that shit, you know?
Wait, was this, like a vape pen or, like, an actual cigarette?
No, like a cigarette, yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay, hardcore.
Yeah, he's a fob. And then so I just, like, took him around the mall and we just, like, walked around there. And, yeah, like, he smoked, like, a lot during that day. But, like, I didn't know what to do. Like, he picked me up, too, so it wasn't, like, I could be like, okay, bye. So we, like, walked around and it's, like, that was my first time with a guy anywhere, just, like, two of us. So I felt, like, bad. I was like, he's, like, following me around the mall while I'm, like, looking at clothes. Like, I feel bad for the guy. but then, yeah, and then he, like, dropped me off. And then I just, like, put my phone upstairs to charge, and I, like, went downstairs on my tablet and, like, called my, like, sister and cousin being like, oh, my God, I just went out with this one guy. And then I went upstairs, and I checked my phone, and it was, like, a lot of missed calls. And messages from him, and I'm like, oh my God, is that normal?
Toxic.
like, I think it's the culture. Like, they're more like, oh, like, I'll call you. And then even when we were crossing the street, he did that thing with, like, the car in his, like, hand, you know? Kind of be like, oh.
Oh.
Like, let me protect the girl. The girl goes on the inside of the sidewalk, kind of. Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
I've never heard of that.
People have more manners.
Maybe.
I was like,
American people be rude.
American culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting story. But I think I have now, like, learned a little bit more after that experience.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that had he was, like, the co-owner of the DIY that I told you about in episode 1.
Oh, really?
We talked about that. Go check out episode 1. But, yeah.
So did you meet at DIY, or did you meet...
We met, like, in a class, I think.
Oh.
And then he was just like, oh, do you have, like, a texting chat thing? And I was like, oh, here's my Snap. But then, like, another time we hung out, he was like, yeah, I work with DIY. Technically, international students are not supposed to work. But, yeah, he was, like, teaming up with, like, another person to, like, open the shop in the Corvallis area.
That's cool.
But it's closed now, I think. Yeah.
I know, it is. So sad. Their boba was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
But, yeah. It was nice. Obviously, it didn't work out. Too much differences. Yeah, he was, like, really quick, too. Like, I didn't know him that long, but he was already, like, oh, let me take you to California. And I was like, really? Stranger,
what
danger,
part?
What?
Northern
I know,
California
I tested him
or, like,
too.
L.A.? What are we talking about?
I was
about
like,
here?
If I go with you, will you take me to Disney? And he was like, yeah, sure, why not? And I was like, oh, free trip.
You
should have
gone. I'm just kidding.
I know, I was too scared, though. I was like, if we drove there, that would just mean, like, me and him alone
that's
in the
a
car.
Long, yeah, that's a long drive.
Yeah, and I was like, I need my privacy.
Mm-hmm. First class, please.
I know, like, if he flew, maybe. And, like, hotels, I don't know if I want to stay in a hotel with him, I don't know.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's what, that goes in
especially,
my mind.
Especially if he smoked, you would smell like smoke so bad.
That's
yeah,
true.
For sure.
That's
there
true.
There was a lot of interesting experiences.
Well, I hope he's doing well, and maybe has... Angela to somewhere. And,
I'm sure yeah. He's doing fine with his money and whatever.
Yeah.
Probably not hard for him to find a girl. But yeah.
For that, everybody.
Also,
money.
Is that everyone?
For real.
Okay. And then, so another question, if anyone else wants to add on to that. Do you think after, like, you know, going on many dates, do you think your idea of your ideal person has changed over time?
What do you mean?
Oh, okay. So for example, if you realize, like, oh, I don't know. Do you want to go into age? I know we kind of slightly talked about age. Do you guys want to keep that in there?
I can go first, if that gives an example.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me introduce it, and then you can go in there, Jonathan.
Wait. Oh, if it is about age, let's frame it in a way that's not ageist, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, wait, let me redo that question.
Wait. I have a question about your question. Are you trying to ask, like, what our ideal date is or who our ideal person to date is? I feel like those are different questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually going to... I was kind of going towards the what is your ideal person, but I think we could go with what's your ideal date.
Okay.
Which one do you guys feel like you guys can talk about more?
Ideal... Maybe ideal date, because it doesn't have to be real.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's hear that. I want to hear
and
that.
And ideal... Okay, the second one could also bring up the argument of like people are like of like implicit biases on certain people, you know? And so maybe let's just do the ideal date.
Okay, let me reframe it. Okay.
Okay.
So so what do you guys think after all that? What would you be your ideal date? Six of one?
Mine would be 3 days at Disneyland. mine would be, I don't know, I
all paid trip.
I basically I feel like I would be okay with, like, of course, for everyone out there, I know it's a pandemic, we're not actually going out there and spreading this virus. This is ideal. So with that in mind, if we were in a pandemic, I would really enjoy, like, getting boba. I feel like that something small, like interactive like that is super cute. Or going to a restaurant, that's really cute. Like, so just the basic stuff. I guess I don't think movie theaters aren't going to movies and to on a date is not compatible, because you just don't Never. You're not talking. You're just sitting next to the person. And it just depends on, like, what attractions you have in your city. Phoenix has spread out stuff, so, like, you could do, like, going to, like, play this mini golf called Top Golf. Going to, like, Dave and Buster's, which is, like, a huge arcade for adults. Different things like that. Those are fun. I think those would be super cute and fun. If it were in Arizona. Yeah.
Wait, is this, like, first date? Ideal first date?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's...
I think I was going to say first date. What, okay, what... very different than a date date.
Yeah, what changes it? I mean, for... You should
do... Like, would you feel comfortable doing it on a first date?
I mean, I would say, like, also... I think a first date that's, like, interactive, for example, my favorite types of dates are, like, the arcade. Because, you know, we're, like, working together to, like, get a prize or something. And it's, like, if there's any awkwardness, there's always something to distract you. So that's, like, my ideal. I think those are always fun.
I will say you can't do much at Corvallis, it feels like. When I was there, I was like, should we just go to the bar? What? Like, what do Corvallis we do? Corvallis is dead.
Downward dog, yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. If it was a first date, yeah, like, I think those, like, interactive dates would be, like, best, like, the arcade, just to, like, I think having fun with that person is the best way to get to know that person, like, oh, what makes them laugh, what makes them do this, and something more interactive is definitely better for me. Mm-hmm. If it was date, oh, bro, we traveling, let's go across Europe.
Dang, that's an anniversary.
But yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I think for me, I actually wouldn't want a super, like, interactive date, like an arcade. I think I personally would be really awkward. I would prefer something like
sushi. I'm just kidding.
No, not a meal. No, something where it's, like, in between. Like, for me, I would really like to go, like, on a mini trip, like, go to the beach and then go to, like, a hike and then go to dinner and then, like, come back or something, because it's a chill enough activity where it's in a comfortability level for me. It's something I could do with my family, or I could do with a friend, or on a date, and then you get, like, that time where you can, like, talk, and if it gets awkward, look at nature or something. But, like, I think if it was an arcade date or something for me, I would worry too much about, like, am I being too aggressive? Am I being too competitive? Like, I think that for me is not it.
Yeah,
if they were into you... Like... Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, if they're if they're into you, they wouldn't care about the aggressive or like the not the aggressive, not the aggressive. I didn't mean that. The competitive side, the competitive side, you know. But I understand what you're talking about. It's like you kind of want to. For me, I'm like, I don't want to show any flaws on like the first interaction.
Yeah, I think I would think too much about how I was mm-hmm. presenting myself than if I just was like in a car riding on a hike or something.
Yeah.
But I think like for like an ideal like overall date, I think I'm more of a low-key person. And if I had to do like, you know, not a first date, but just like a date, definitely like a cute little movie night in, you know, we can like bake something together.
That's cute.
And like watch a movie. Yeah, it doesn't, yeah, no pressure on the guy for having to be, like, always over the top all the time, mm-hmm. but I think it's cute planning something. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, okay, how do I go into the next segment? okay, wait, hold on. Pause.
Asking people out, or finding people attractive?
Asking. which one have we not talked about? I'm like so like all over the place. Asking people out. Okay.
I feel like we kind of talked about that, but yes, we can go more into that.
Okay.
If y'all want to.
Okay, so yeah. After kind of like, yeah, the pressure of setting up a date, do you guys feel like, as a guy, do you feel the pressure of having to be the one initiating the asking out and possibly getting rejected?
All right. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm a wimp, so I hate rejection, everybody. So, me personally, this is what I've always done, is that I have, if you're a wimp like me, I'm very passive, so I end up trying to, like, gauge and, like, have those interactions with that person. I like to see, like, can I get you to like me? And if I'm at that point where, like, I know that, or it's mutual, then I'll ask you out, so my risk is much more lower. If not, then I'm just like, nope, she don't like me. But, I mean, it'd be nice to be asked out, you know? I'm all for equality.
That's true. I mean, I do remember, like, a guy mentioning one time that guys don't really get a lot of compliments. So when they do, they take it more, like, to heart, and they remember that more as like if girls get compliments, they kind of be like, oh, thanks, like, yeah. But then guys like take it maybe more to heart, they appreciate it more maybe because they don't get a lot of compliments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also feel like that kind of like sets up our understanding of how like gender is constructed in a way, mm-hmm. of like, this is what a man should be doing and this is what a woman should be doing, when it's like those are like toxic norms, or like, yeah, toxic norms about like anything, and how like this idea that women should be waiting around, when it's like that's not true, because it sets up this negative stereotype about the construction of women as a binary, which it's not. And so like, how do we begin to understand that? And as you were saying, like, I think there's the appreciation from like male identifying people who are like, I do appreciate it, because like maybe that's all the validation that they get from not society, you know, like society's always like, you have to be tough, you have to be this, and like when you give a compliment, it's like, oh, I never saw myself like this, because this is how I've seen myself in the lens of what society has been telling me. And so I think there's that. For me, so I identify as like two-spirit or like non-binary in that in a sense of like how I'm navigating my gender identity expression. And so I know that like I am male presenting and I do like date, like it's so complex. But anyway, so I do like, okay, I don't want to say it in a way, cut this out. I don't want to say it in a way that's like, that could possibly come off as transphobic. But like, I identify as like gender, like non-binary, while also dating like men. and so cut that first part off. And so like for me, it's like interesting and of like how, one, I'm situating myself in that position, and then two, like, ooh, should I ask? Should they ask? Well, I don't know. I love rom-coms, and so I'm like, I just want to be the person in a rom-com, and they ask me out. and so I've always situated myself into that, and so maybe that's why I'm so single. but also, a funny story. So there's this boy, and I will say he was a white boy, and I don't think he's going to listen to this, which is okay. okay. And this might lead into a next topic, too. So I was talking to him, and I was like, oh, he's really cute. And then we hung out. Like, we went to, like, get drinks one time. We went out to, like, a club. And my friend came, but also his friend came. And so it was, like, really awkward. And I was like, I don't know if he is. And I'm also, like, he's really attractive. But also that goes along with, like, self-esteem. I have really low self-esteem. And so we were there. And then my friend, literally when the bar was closing, we're leaving, and my friend was, like, in front of... We're in an elevator. There's nowhere else to go. She literally looks at me and was, like, so are you going home or are you going to stay with him tonight? And I was, like, girl, I'm, like... He's right there, like, he can hear us. Oh, like, this space isn't small. And then we both just looked at each other, and I was like, I'm gonna go home. I was so awkward.
I'm just gonna go home.
Yeah, and then, like, he lived downtown, which is where, like, the bars were. And so we, like, peaced out. And then when I got to my dorm, I was an RA, so I was living in a dorm. And so when I was going back, I, like, swiped my cat card, we call it cat cards, to get into the building. And my phone goes off, and he's like, hey, I just want to say, like, I get really nervous around you, and I wish that you would have stayed the night. And I was like,
ooh.
I could turn around. You know what I mean?
It's not too late.
So, I know. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And so, like, right, that kind of speaks onto the idea of, like, the idea of rejection, one, and two, of like who should or should not be making moves, of course, like consensual moves. And then later I find out that like we kind of stop talking, and then he starts dating this other person, and I find out that he literally looks like me. And I was like, I was like, okay, one, I think, I don't want to say, but I think, because it's happened to me multiple times where like I've gone on like a date or like hung out with a white guy and then realize afterwards like it doesn't work out, but like still being in contact, that they're in a relationship with another Asian guy or another brown Asian guy that looks similar to me. And I'm like, so was I just, did I influence it, or like did you just use me as a fetish? Like, were you into me because you like Asian people, you know?
Mm.
Have any of you had that? Have any of you had that experience? It's so like toxic.
I could say like, yeah, when you're talking to like another race, or like white race, mm-hmm. whenever, like, if you're, like, talking, and then when they automatically just, like, bring up, like, anime or something, automatically I think, yeah. Oh, he just wants to talk to me because I'm Asian. You know, that's probably why. So that's, like, kind of, I guess, sad that that's, like, a worry that has to go through, you know, your head when another person of, like, a different race, like, shows interest in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me, I definitely relate to that, where, like, you're asking yourself, like, oh, do they only like me because, like, I'm Asian? But I think for me, like, too, I always think about it, like, I'm, like, that in-between, so I'm, like, I grew up with, like, a white culture, so I can relate to them, but I give them the satisfaction of having an Asian appearance, so, like, it checks off the box of, like, similarity, but then it checks off the box of their fetish, and so, like, I think about that all the time, like, because, like, I grew up in an all-white high school, so I'm, like, if someone liked me, I'm, like, ew, why do you, like, why do you like me? I don't know why you like me, like, so.
Not even like myself, I would say. Yeah,
like, I don't know, like, is it because I'm, like, the only Asian girl, or do you actually like me? Because there's, like, a ton of pretty white girls, so, like, I thought about that a lot when I grew up, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. One, know that you're pretty, Becca. And two, like, I think, right, we're touching on this topic of, like, fetishization. And, like, I think we want to establish that, like, it's okay to have, like, a fetish, but it's not okay to have a fetish on a person. You know, like, it's not okay to objectify a person in that way of, like, satisfying your own needs or pleasure based off of someone's appearance or their culture, that can be super problematic. And that's kind of like where my work goes into too, is like, how do we understand that compared to, like, because there are, like, different cultures that are like fetish culture, which is different types of, like, fetishes that don't objectify people, you know? And so, like, how do we begin to understand and have that conversation as, like, a community? And it is sad, like, right? Like, I think we all talked about of, like, when you're into someone and then it's, like, that one thought comes around into your head. It's, like, are they 100% into me because I'm Asian, or are they into me because they're into me? And that's the tough part. And it's so sad that, like, it goes through our minds like that.